With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Jennifer Crumbly became the first parent in the United States to be found guilty of involuntary manslaughter on Tuesday for a mass school shooting committed by her teenage son. Craig Schilling, father of victim Justin Schilling in the Michigan school shooting, tells WXYZ he has a message for the shooter's mother, Jennifer Crumbly.
It is your choice to have a child, and you cannot choose to not take care of your child. You cannot choose to not nurture your child. You cannot choose to take your own interest over your child, especially when it comes to mental health.
Crumbly, 45, was convicted of four counts of involuntary manslaughter for her role in the November 30th, 2021 shooting in which her son Ethan opened fire at Oxford High School in Michigan, killing four of his classmates and injuring seven others. House Republican leaders struggled Tuesday to secure enough support to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, a vote that had initially been planned for late Tuesday. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green says Mayorkas needs to lose his job.
We found that Secretary Mayorkas' willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law and his breach of public trust are responsible for this historic crisis.
Republicans can afford to lose only three votes if all House members vote. By midday Tuesday, there were already two confirmed Republican no votes. Several more Republicans would not say how they plan to vote. A federal appeals court panel has ruled Donald Trump can face trial on charges he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The court on Tuesday rejected the former president's claims that he's immune from prosecution. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 141 points. This is SRN News. The Canadian military embraces transvestites.
The Canadian Forces base in Borden, Ontario, is hosting drag queen bingo nights for the troops and their spouses. The Huron Club Junior Rank Mess is putting on the show, and its committee has released a statement thanking the drag queens for their, quote, extravagant performances. The Canadian Armed Forces have fully adopted the LGBT agenda despite protest from current and former servicemen. Last summer, bases began flying the LGBT rainbow flag during June. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, which reveals that 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 15. The rest did so after that. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence on their life. This is SRN News. A ship traveling through the southern Red Sea has been attacked by a suspected Yemen Houthi rebel drone. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The attack happened early on Tuesday west of Hodeidah, Yemen, the projectile causing slight damage to the vessel's windows on the bridge. That's according to the British military's Maritime Trade Operations Group. The private security firm Ambrey identified the vessel as a Barbados-flagged UK-owned cargo ship. The firm said no one was hurt on board and the vessel only suffered minor damage. No group has immediately claimed responsibility. However, suspicions immediately fall on the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Sri Lankan cabinet minister has resigned after being arrested in a scandal over the government's alleged purchase of counterfeit drugs during the country's economic crisis. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.